Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. It's February 3rd, 2016, 8 a.m. in North Central West Virginia. And this is Pastor James Newsom. I want to go to Psalms 23 today, a very familiar chapter in the book of Psalms, pointing towards the perfection that is in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This psalm is a messianic psalm, pointing Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Psalmist wrote this. David had a heart after God, and he knew that God would keep him. And we need to have these assurances in the day in which we live. Listen, we are living in people say, well, this is always a downer. No, we are living in perilous times. The Word of God says we are in perilous times, fierce times, when men really don't have answers. And our complete hope is going to be upon the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm going to take this in the text today of pointing towards Jesus, which is in Psalms 10:11. He says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy, eradicate the wiles of the devil, the weapon that Satan forms against me and you every day." You know, Paul said we are in a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and wickedness in high places. So the psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is the one that feeds me and guides me and shields me, and I will have no lack." Psalms 78:52 says, "But made his own people to go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock." Now what this is talking about is very dark times when we need someone to guide us. Jesus said, "I will send you one back, the Holy Spirit, that will guide you and lead you into all truth and all righteousness." The Greek word is paraclete, the helper, the one that comes along aside to help us and assist us when our faith is put strictly in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Listen, he wants to help us. He said, "I would that you'd prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of good, to give you an expected end." We need the Spirit of God to lift us up and keep us in our time of warfare and battles. The Word of God declares in Psalms 23:2, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters." Ezekiel 34:14 says, "I will feed them in a good pasture. Upon the high mountain of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel." This is God looking after his people. Thomas Davis said, "Who are we that God is even mindful of us? He makes us to lie down in fresh pasture. He leads us beside those restful waters. Come unto me, ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul." The Word of God declares that in verse 3, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." The Word of God declares a time of refreshing to those that wait upon the Lord. He said, "In the last days I'll not only send you the latter rain, but I'll send you the former and the latter rain together." He leads us into paths of uprightness and being in right standing with him. For his name's sake, for the work that he accomplished on the cross 2,000 years ago. Psalm 5:8 says, "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies." Listen to what he says, because of my enemy, because that which is out to destroy me. And the many various, the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy, whom he can devour. The Bible says that we need to watch, be diligent, to watch for the wiles of the devil. In other words, his devices. And his main device, of course, is deception. Proverbs 4:11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. So in the day in which there's much confusion, when the Word of God declares, pardon me, that men will become blinded, that they will deceive and being deceived. We are in a time of darkness upon, you know, we're at the end of this age, and the Word of God declares that darkness will try its best to overcome, and it's here. It comes in many forms and many fashions. In a high-tech society today, you know, we are surrounded by darkness, and the only light that we have is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which he says, I am the light of the world. No man comes unto him, come unto the Father, except it be through Jesus Christ. So he says, He said, it's my will that I restore your soul. It's my will that I lead you into the right path, the right direction, so you will not bruise your foot against a stone, so you not be tripped up, so you not be, as many use the term in the Bible, you're shipwrecked, to where your life has become a shambles and without hope. Many are there today. Many need this simple a psalm, how to saturate it within their lives, that we have a good shepherd who's not willing that any should die. In John 10, he talks about the hireling, the one that really doesn't care about the sheep, the one that just looking for a vocation and not really caring about those that they pastor. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Isaiah 43:2 says, when thou walkest or passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Boy, this is good scripture. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Isn't it amazing how God's Word always leaps off the page at you? You might have read it 100 times, but each time that you read His Word, that's why it says the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Cuts asunder, divides, discerns every spirit. Though I walk through deep valleys, make it not strange, the Word of God declares, of the fiery trials which shall try you. He said, the shadow of death. He said, I'll have no dread or evil, for you're with me. You're my rod to protect me, to guide me, to comfort me. He said, Jesus sent the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, back to comfort us in our time of need. Put your trust in Him today, and by no means will the enemy take you out. This is His promise today. Micah 7:14, feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thy heritage, which dwell solitarily in the wood in the midst of the Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old. So if we walk through deep, dark valleys, He's there with us. This is one of my favorite verses. Is, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runs over. In the presence of my enemies, you fill up my cup. Psalms 92:10, but my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Psalm 16:5, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. That which we have committed unto him, he is more than able to keep. Read this today. This is our memory verse or memory chapter that we all from a child have memorized. This is a very, very powerful chapter. This is David seeing the Messiah that is coming and knew that God even then was his present help in the time of trouble. time of trouble. We are in a time of trouble in our own lives, in our the state of our nation, and the state of the world. We are in the last days. I believe we're in the last of the last days. And I by no means know when Jesus is coming back. The Bible says no man knows the hour, but I know from the signs of the times. He says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. So he prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen, this is longevity promised by putting your faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the author. And I say this every broadcast. Probably people get sick of me saying this, but he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. There'll never be anybody before him, above him. He's Lord. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So surely your mercy, your unfailing help, your unfailing love shall follow me all the days through whatever my appointed time is, as Job said, I will wait for my change. Through the length of our days, he'll keep us. And the house of the Lord is in his presence. Where the presence of the Lord is, the Bible declares that there is liberty. Psalms 25:7 says, remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. This is grace. This is throwing our sins in the sea of forgetfulness as far as the east is from the west. Psalms 109:21, but do thou for me, O Lord, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. This is a prayer for deliverance. Nothing wrong with that. We all need it. Psalms 27:4-6, one thing I have desired that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up, mine enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing the praises of the Lord, completely trusting in him. Psalms 22:22 says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the congregation will I praise thee, because of who he is and what he is and what he's done within our lives. That he is that strong rock, that foundation stone, that chief cornerstone. So we trust in him today. We trust in him. Joel 2 tells us he'll restore unto us what the cankerworm, what the palmerworm, what the caterpillar has eaten. This is a time that God desires to restore his people. The Bible says he's no respecter of persons. So whatever needs you have today, the Bible declares if you meditate upon his word, he'll keep you in perfect peace. This is his word today. We trust in him, and we trust in no other. My sheep know my voice. They'll not listen. They'll not open the door to another. They'll not listen to a stranger. They know the voice of God. They will not follow another. In other words, the Spirit of God will give us discernment to rightly divide the word of truth, to try the spirits and see if they be of God, to mark those that labor among us, to see if they be in the faith that is pointed out in the word of God. If people or somebody does not back their preaching up by the word of God, then it's shaky. It's not rock solid. It's on quicksand, because the Bible declares that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will never ever pass away. He sent his word and he healed us. And David, written thousands of years ago, is giving us a word today that the Lord is our shepherd. We are the sheep of his field. and he is Lord. And the Bible says he loves the sheep so much that he would lay down his very life for the sheep. This is what the Word of God says. So trust him today. Call on his name, and he said, I will deliver you. If you've never given your heart and life to Jesus Christ, then do that today. Believe that God raised him from the dead, and he did, with his quickening power. Confess, quickening spirit, confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth and believe in your heart. And the Word of God declares you shall be saved. If you turn from your wicked ways, if you renounce every bit of evil, the difference in being saved and not being saved, if you're saved, there's a change. The Bible says the old man leaves and the new man takes his place. You're changed by the power of God and the finished work of Jesus Christ. Be encouraged today. And you know how we need to encourage one another. The Bible tells us as we see the day approach, make it our business to encourage one another. The devil has done everything he can to isolate our lives, to cut us off, to put us on a quote-unquote a desert island where we're seemingly, you know, we're surrounded by people, but yet we're all alone. We're isolated with our fears and with our situations and with our circumstances. But the Bible declares that there's power in unity, and house divided will not stand. A three-stranded cord cannot be broken. Where two or three agree on any one thing, it shall be done. So let the Lord lead you to people that will agree with you and pray with you and help you. We're here to help one another. Said the other day, I saw a reading. If you ever don't ever look down at people unless you're helping them up. The Bible says to restore in the spirit of meekness. In other words, not judgmental, not browbeating, but genuinely trying to lift people. Listen to me. People are hurting today. People hurt. And hurt causes people to react in different ways. And there's just times we don't understand exactly what people are going through. The Word of God declares that man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside. God sees that own inward private war that people fight within their lives. And we all have had them. We all got them. Our weaknesses, our doubts, our fears. We might as well just fess up. You know, we're not, man said, we're not all that in a bag of chips. Paul said, I haven't obtained yet. I haven't got there yet, but I'm pressing. I'm pressing towards the high mark of the high call, which God has laid out for us. So he is our shepherd, and we shall all, and he is all, our incoming and our outgoing, a high tower, a very present help in the time of trouble. And I know I repeat a lot of things, but they bear repeating. We need to know, get down on our spirit, who we are serving. And that's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everything in the Old Testament points to him. Everything in the New Testament fulfills what was said in the Old. This entire book that I've got my hand on right now, called the Holy Bible, is about Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ, given to him by the Father. Our help. Our strength. Father, I thank you for your word today. You said it will not come back to you void, but it will do that which you sent it to do. We ask you today to touch hearts and minds, Father, those who are crying out to you. And Lord, there are those that desperately, desperately need you, or they've run out of answers. They feel like they're backed in a corner, Lord. And, they're trying not to react in negative ways, but God, I'm going to ask you to help them today. Help us all today, Lord, to rely on you and trust you, put our faith completely in you, that you are able to finish the work that you started in us, that you by no means will let the enemy destroy us, but you will bring us out, because this is what you said you would do. We trust in God, and we trust in God alone. We do not consider our circumstances. We do not consider our situations, although the enemy wants us to do every day, Lord, to consider what's going on around about us, to downplay your help, to downplay what you did 2,000 years ago on a cross, to destroy our faith in you. But, Lord, we ask you to lift us up above the shadows today that we might see you, Lord, in a mighty way. Lord, we need you in our lives. We need you. We need you more than the very bread that we eat, the very water that we drink. We need you, Lord. More than anybody that we're around, even our own families, Father, we need you more. We need to lift you up that all men can be drawn unto you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Be encouraged today. Be helped, not by this man, but by the words that I've spoken to you, which is the word of God, quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. It'll go to where you need it to go. The Bible declares it as being a healing balm in Gilead, medicine, times of refreshing, deliverance, and hope, the presence of the Lord where there is liberty. Be encouraged in the Lord today. And until next time, God bless.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you.
And the meek shall inherit.